evangelization, theology, catechesis. One beautiful, seamless garment of Christ and its truth that we want to impart every single week. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Gormley, your director of evangelization. And one of the things I am known for is falling in love with the sound of my own voice. That's why I have not one, not two, but three podcasts, our very own Beyond the Bulletin that I sometimes do along with Nate Hoffman. But I have two other podcasts for somewhat specific audiences. One is called Every Knee Shall Bow, your weekly Catholic podcast on evangelization. I do that in partnership with my buddy Dave Van Vickel for Ascension Press, and it helps to equip Catholics, priests, DREs, average lay people in the pews to evangelize. And that's the main focus, practical tips on how to evangelize. I also have another podcast that's mostly for the young adult audience. Cautionary tale, we do get a little spicy and saucy in our conversations, but my other podcast is called Catching Foxes, and that's a podcast where we favor discussion over instruction, where me and my buddy Luke like to talk about things after, you know, about half an hour of inane banter and random conversations. But today, I wanted to launch a new podcast, something that gives us a place to have in-depth theological conversations that allows for a more expansive role for catechesis in direct areas and specific areas that are bigger and more in-depth than something that you would get in a classroom catechesis, but also something that's geared for adults. I can't tell you how many times I'm given a talk and I want to go on that theological tangent, or I want to take this conversation about the Trinity or the Incarnation much, much deeper, but I know that the audience and time and setting permitting, it just ain't going to happen. And so I use the phrase, et cetera, because I want to go there, but I can't, and I know that it'll actually ruin the flow of the talk if I do. Well, that is the purpose of this podcast. This is Etc. with Michael Gormley. That's right, the ETC, Evangelization, Theology, and Catechesis. This is what we're going to do. This podcast is going to be your place where I get to go deeper into topics that maybe a popular audience wouldn't allow. It's also going to be a place where, as I give talks throughout the year, and I give probably 3 or 4 dozen talks a year, I want to be able to give everyone access, not just the 10, 12, or 20, or 30 people in a marriage prep class or whatever. I'm going to be able to give our whole parish, in fact, anyone listening out there in the ether, an opportunity to grow in their spiritual and intellectual formation as a Catholic. So let me lay out the expectations for you for this podcast. One, we're going to have episodes where it's just me talking directly to you, the mano y mano episodes. Two, I'm going to have interviews. I am looking forward to interviewing people and going in depth on certain theological topics that maybe they know about. My big goal is to have Scott Hahn on the show and Jeff Cavins on the show so that we can take one thing, one topic, maybe one book of theirs, and plumb the depths on an hour-long interview. And the third category are talks that I give, whether it's around the country or around our parish campus. This way, we can constantly grow in our evangelization, in our theology, and in our catechesis. We can grow as disciples of Jesus Christ. One of the reasons why I want to do this podcast is I was reading the Gospels the other day, and it says to love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength. And there are a lot of people today who love the Lord with all their heart, but not necessarily with all their mind. They have not had an intellectual development and growth of their own faith. Their understanding of it remains at that, you know, last time they formally sat down and prepared for a sacrament, usually confirmation in high school or middle school. And that's the last time they seriously studied their faith. Maybe they took a devotional, they had some book that they read for Lent or something like that. But I'm going to be able to help equip the average everyday Catholic for beginning to take deeper steps into the theology of their church, the church that they love, what we call dogmatics and doctrine. I want to be able to explain stuff. I want to be able to lay out things like how to think morally as a Roman Catholic, how to have a biblical and sacramental worldview. These are the things that I find so lacking in the American church today, and I want to help you. You as an individual Catholic grow in your knowledge and love of the faith. Just as there are a lot of people who have a lot of heart for God, but not a lot of head knowledge, so also there are people who have a lot of head knowledge and not a lot of heart, not a lot of love for God. It is easy to talk about theology and to talk about God than it is to love God. In fact, as Cardinal Ratzinger, now Pope Emeritus Benedict, reminded us, the only true theology is theology done on your knees, that is, praying. Saints are the true standard bearers of theology, of right thinking, because they first begin with right living, living in union with God. Who knows the gospel better, the one who read about it or the one who lives it every day? And so our challenge is also going to be incorporating Catholic spirituality. Catechesis on how to pray, catechesis on how to go deeper into your prayer life so that it affects your daily living. As my friend and priest, Father Mike Schmitz, one time said to me, and I'll never forget this, the best way to prove that you're a disciple of Christ is not by your words, but by your calendar. Is it on your schedule? Do you carve out time for God in your daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual life? Is it provable, demonstrable, that you love the Lord your God? So oftentimes today, we talk about the division between the head and the heart. Sometimes the emotional capacity overwhelms and outdistances our intellectual capacity. And when people who are emotionally driven become catechists, oftentimes without considering the implications, when people ask difficult and challenging questions, the answer sometimes is, we'll just have more faith, rather than, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to find out for you. What I want to do is help supply both sides of these things, because I am a very dramatic and very emotional human person. I am definitely a drama king. So I know what it means to fall in love with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, like I did my senior year in college on my knees in a dirty gym in Eucharistic adoration on a retreat. I met Jesus Christ. I fell in love with Jesus Christ. But I had beforehand already had an intellectual desire to know him better. But I knew a lot about God. I just didn't love him, and I didn't pray until that one day that I can still remember. It still is vivid in my mind. So I want to help you. I want to help you grow in your spiritual life, in your love relationship with Jesus Christ, the bridegroom of your soul. I want to open up sacred scripture for you. I want to help you in this process. Evangelization is the proclamation of the good news that Jesus is Lord and that Jesus is risen over all creation. It's the reconciliation of all things under Christ, who is the head of the body, which is the church. I want to bring you into the fullness of that, of what it means to be a member of Christ's church, of his bride, his body, right? Theology. What is theology? Theology, first and foremost, theologos, is the inner life of God. And our knowledge of the inner life of God can only be given through God revealing it to us. So the sacred doctrine of the church starts with divine revelation. Reason alone can get me to the fact that God exists, that there is one God, and he is of infinite power. He's eternal. He's outside of time. He's not identified with this material world. In fact, he created time itself. But reason alone, unaided by grace, unaided by divine revelation, cannot tell me who this God is in and of himself. It can tell me some of the attributes, but it cannot relate to me the inner life of God. For that to happen, God must choose to reveal himself. And so that's what theology is. It starts with divine revelation and then uses human reason, applying it to our lives and wrestling with the revealed truths contained therein. So evangelization, theology, and finally catechesis. Since the earliest days of the church and right after the apostolic period, the word discipleship and all that it meant to be a disciple, which we read about principally in the Gospels, got taken up in the name catechesis or catechetics, right? The word catechesis means to echo or to re-echo or to resound. And that's all we are as catechists. We are echoing the words of the Savior. And so what I want to do is help you grow in your discipleship by maturing your already existing faith. Catechesis can be broken down into two major stages. Stage one is the proclamation of faith, called the kerygma or the proclaiming word, right? This is what we call the basic gospel message. This is who Jesus is and what he did for you. And the only response to the kerygma is to say yes, to surrender, trustfully surrender in faith to him. Well, catechesis then presumes you have faith and then takes it and goes deeper. It matures that faith. So it matures specifically your walk with Jesus Christ as the bride, the church. Evangelization, theology, catechesis. One beautiful, seamless garment of Christ and its truth that we want to impart every single week. So it's my hope that you can stay tuned, that you'll tune in as we have several lecture series already done, already recorded. They have been waiting for me to record this intro episode for about a month now. We have a 4 or 5 part series on the theology of the body. We have a series of lectures that I've done on the Eucharist. We want to make this stuff available for you because the sacred scripture says, always be ready to have a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. 1 Peter 3:15. What is the hope that's within you? It is Christ Jesus and Him alone. As we go throughout this podcast, I want to remind you, it is not a sin to ask questions, for a questioning mind is a mind that takes these matters seriously. That's why you're asking questions. You are awake, and God gave you reason in the first place to use it. So we're going to apply human reason to all that God revealed, and we're going to walk through this stuff together. Stay tuned for Etc. with Mike Gormley. God bless you all.